May I say again, it's a real joy and a privilege to be able to share this weekend with you, and I've been looking forward to it for a very long time, since Adrian some months ago phoned me up and asked me whether I would be free. And at that time I thought, oh yes, you know, November, that's a very long way away, but suddenly I'm here. And I'm thrilled to be here and to share in this missionary weekend with you. And I thought it would be good to finish off our time this evening and sort of looking ahead to our time together tomorrow in our services, to think what is a missionary weekend? Why do you have a weekend every now and then that you set aside to think about the missionary challenge? And I would like to suggest to you that there are really two main parts to it. The first part is that it helps us periodically to stop and take our eyes off our own immediate environment and remember that the Lord is concerned, yes, he is concerned about what goes on here, and he is concerned about our lives, but he has a concern that's worldwide. And that as we sit here this evening, there are people throughout the world that God is as concerned about as he is about us and about our neighbours and friends, and that he's told us about that concern and involved us in it by giving us the Great Commission, and that though we sing and we teach our children to sing that song about you in your small corner and I in mine, and it does express a helpful truth, yet it doesn't really do total justice to the commission that Jesus has given us when he said, go and take the gospel to every creature. And so we need periodically to just stop and refocus and rethink and ask ourselves, are we really concerned about what God is concerned about? Are we seeing our lives in the light of the commission that he's given to us? That, I would suggest, is the first part. And the second part, I think, follows on from that. It's to say again to the Lord, well, Lord, in the light of your concern for the world, what should I be doing about it? And who knows how the Lord might lead us. Maybe to take on an extra prayer project. Maybe just to be more alert and concerned about overseas students, as Udo has shared. Maybe the need to grow in my own Christian life so that I'm able to help those around me locally. For every one of us, it's going to be different. We've seen a very challenging film about one couple responding to God's call for them. And you've heard Udo and I sharing about how God has led us. So those two parts, what God's concern and our response to that. And I would like to just, along those lines, direct us to a very well-known passage of Scripture to finish off our time together this evening. And that's in Exodus chapter 3. It's the story about the bush, the burning bush. And you will remember the background to this story, how Moses, as a young man, in a unique position, growing up as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, in a position of influence, and yet the heartache for him of seeing the problems of his people and wanting to do something about it. And if we had time to read, we would read the story of how Moses, it all became too much for him. And one day, you remember, he saw an Egyptian beating an Israelite and he rushed in to help. He wanted to do something. Stephen tells us in Acts chapter 7 that he supposed that they should realize that he was to be the one to deliver Israel. And he was concerned for the plight of his people, and he responded and he acted. But it was in his own strength and in his own way, and of course all that resulted from it was the fact that he had to run away then to the desert. And for 40 years, Moses was a shepherd. And I don't know whether that concern for his people was still there, but I think it must have been. That there must have been times when he thought back to the people and the needs of the people. And he was concerned and he was worried, but he didn't really see that there was anything that he could do about it. And then this great event in his life, we might call it his own missionary weekend, as it were. And reading from, he saw the bush and he went to it, verse 3 of Exodus 3. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. God is wanting to get our attention. And often he has to use strange things to get our attention. I think that whatever else God's purpose is this weekend, he wants to get our attention. He's calling out and he's saying, Mike, or Pat, or David. And he wants us to just say, yes, here I am, Lord. And to be willing to listen. And then God said to him, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. He wants Moses to realize the seriousness of the situation, to take the event seriously. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. And then the Lord shares his own heart and concern with Moses. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Can you imagine how Moses felt? Here was this traumatic experience, this awesome experience as God appeared to him in the bush, and he's afraid. He's afraid to look at the face of God. And then God begins to speak to him. And what does God say? God says, I am concerned about the people. Can you imagine how Moses felt about that? How thrilled Moses must have been to realize that this concern that he had, this concern about these people who were suffering, that God saw, that God heard, that God knew, that God was concerned. And then God says, I have come down to deliver them. How do you think Moses felt about that? I bet he felt like shouting, hallelujah. Tremendous. Don't you think he was thrilled? I believe that really thrilled Moses. And we could take time, couldn't we? And profitably take time to think about that. To think about the fact that tonight, God sees, and God hears, and God knows the needs of people throughout this world. And God cares. We can't know. We know that there's suffering in the world. We know that there are needs. We can't enter into it. Our minds are only finite. We can only cope with so much. But God's mind is infinite. God can feel in every human situation, totally, with total concern. I was buying double glazing this week, and we had the agent from Everglaze come round to measure us up to put some double glazing in our bedroom, which is a little cold at the moment. And as we talked with her, and she was interested to know what I did, what my work was, and I shared with her, and she began to express some interest. We began to talk about the Lord, and she started to share her troubles and some of the things that had happened to her over the last 2 or 3 years. And I was concerned, and it was a joy to me to be able to share with her that God knew, that God heard, that God saw her longings and that he had come down to deliver her and to be able to tell her that the Lord Jesus Christ had come and had taken all her sin and suffering upon himself on the cross so that she could be free of it, so that she could know and experience the love of Christ. And I became very deeply involved with this lady as I shared with her, and I wanted her to know the joy of Christ. I felt for her in her difficulties. I longed for her to know the reality of God's deliverance. But that's only one person. And the world is full of people like that, and I can't take it in. But God does. God knows and he sees and he hears every situation. And he has come down in the person of his Son to deliver. And we could go on and we could see, we could follow through the life of Jesus and see how in his life we see the concern and the love of God for people. And we see Jesus entering Jerusalem. Do you remember the triumphal entry? And all the people are shouting and waving their palm branches and throwing their coats on the floor. And hallelujah, you know, Hosanna to the Son of David. And then one of the disciples must have turned and looked at Jesus, because Luke tells us that when he drew near the city, he wept over it. And he said, if only you knew the things that make for peace. If only, Jerusalem, if only you knew the hour of your visitation. If only you understood what was happening. But now they're hid from your eyes. And the days will come when others will come and cast a bank about you and throw down your stones and dash your little ones to pieces in the streets. And the Lord Jesus Christ saw and he knew. And he cared and he was involved. And that's the heart of God. The heart of God for our world tonight. For every individual person, for every individual situation. And he has come down to deliver. And it should fill us with joy, shouldn't it? To know that we serve a God who is so concerned, that we can share a God with others who is so concerned and so interested and has come down to deliver, to rescue, to save. But it doesn't stop there. And if Moses' first thought was joy that God was concerned for his people, his second thought seems to have been shock. Verse 9, and now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. What? Okay, but God, I thought you said you had come down to deliver them. I mean, how did I get into this? I mean, you know, I mean, me? Go to Pharaoh? But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? How did I get into this, God? And of course, that's true tonight as well, isn't it? That as we think about the concern and the love of God for his world and for people, we also must realize that God has said to us, I have come down to deliver these people. Come now, and you go to the person next door, to the people you work with, to West Africa, or from West Africa to England, to deliver my people. And our response, if we're honest, is just like Moses, isn't it? Well, God, you know, it's wonderful that you're so concerned, but how did I get in? I mean, surely you meant Udo, that he was supposed to go, you know, yes, you know, God bless you, Udo. But me, I mean, I'm not that kind of person. Now, the tremendously helpful thing, I think, about this story is that God doesn't turn around to Moses and say, but Moses, remember all the training you had? And that great theological education I gave you in the wilderness these last 40 years. Or he didn't say to him, Moses, but you're such an eloquent person. I mean, you're a very gifted speaker and you're just the man to do this job for me.
Well, think of the contacts you've got at Palace, Moses. But God said to him, I will be with you. Okay, you don't feel, Moses, that you are part of the solution. You don't feel that you're able to do anything about it. But I'm asking you to go, and I will be with you. And the same promise is for us, isn't it? Whatever the Lord might speak to you about this weekend, and I believe that if we're open and responsive, he will speak to us, all of us, and lay upon our hearts perhaps something that he wants us to do in response to the commission that he's given to us. And we're going to be saying, what, no, Lord, I mean, I've got far too much on already, and you know that, and he'll say, but I will be with you. So may the Lord help us to realize afresh his concern and his heart, and may the Lord give us grace too to respond in faith to what he calls us to do and what he speaks to us about.